Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire. With so many more of us traveling, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. And all month long, Sullivan Tire has an amazing selection at low prices. Save big on tires from Michelin, Goodyear, General, Falcon, and more. Save on Noke and snow tires too. Our ASE certified technicians do it all, from oil changes to brakes and everything in between. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event at Sullivan Tire. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations.
WNTN, home of Grecian Echoes, the longest running Greek American program in the country.
7 minutes past 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on a Friday morning, December 15th. Merry Christmas and Kalá Christoúgena to you all. I'm your host, Teddy Dimitriadis. Glad you can join us. We'll be here until 12 o'clock, and then at 12 o'clock each and every Friday at 12 to noon, we've got the Echoes of Erin, our Irish program where we play some of the best Irish music around. Well, as I have previewed all week long through some social media posts and on the air, I am really excited this morning to have joining us live, I might add, in studio, Mr. Paul Sullivan of the Sullivan Tire Company, Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. For all you longtime listeners, you know that the Sullivan family has been supporting this Grecian Echoes radio broadcast for 20 years, believe it or not. I don't believe time goes by quickly. My relationship with Paul dates back to the Rockland days when I was in the printing industry and his Red House corporate headquarters were across the street from our printing facility. When we moved there, we were knocking on doors. Sullivan Tire corporate headquarters up the street back then. Made a knock on the door, trying to sell some printing. We did. Years later, I solicited Paul for some ethnic broadcasting, and he's been with us ever since. Paul, good morning, and it is such a pleasure to have you joining us this morning on our broadcast.
Ted, it's wonderful to be here. You know, wow, 20 years goes by so fast.
It really, really does, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, back then we were in the Red House.
The Red House.
It was an old house that abutted the original facility where we started the company in 1955. And we kept that house as a marketing office, if you will.
You and Mikey Fitzgibbons.
Yeah, and it's all about, you know, business is about building relationships.
Yeah.
And you happen to be one of the standouts. Still surviving and getting things done and reaching a lot of listeners. That's great.
Yeah.
Testament to you.
Well, thank you, Paul. And, of course, you're, you know, first of all, you yourself, you know, you're very well-known in the community. You handle the marketing and have for quite a long time. Lots of the advertisements, you are either on radio or TV. Your face is well-known to all. Sullivan Tire is a staple here in New England. I'm going to tell this story quickly on how we met. As I said, I was knocking on doors when we just moved in. Good old-fashioned sales back then.
That's right.
Figured you had some kind of printing back then. But I went in and I was speaking to Mikey Fitzgibbons, who was about my age, and had an appointment. I went in, and if you recall, he was in that one office and you were across the hall. So I don't know if you remember this, but I went in, I was talking to Michael about who we were and what we were, and you overheard, and you liked what you heard, and you came in, and you introduced yourself, and you said, "Yeah, we got some printing. You know, we'll use you. You're up the street."
Yeah.
And then, you know, so then we knew each other there, doing some business, and then Kathy Corrigan's gym was across the street.
Right.
And we would work out at lunchtime and see each other time to time.
Yeah.
And then our fleet of trucks back then would use Sullivan Tire, the whole family, and one thing led to another, and you know, you grew, we grew. And family business through and through.
It's the basic fundamentals.
Yeah.
Building the relationships, you know, whether it's knocking on a door or just saying hello to people and getting to know people, you know, having good conversation and without being intrusive.
Yeah.
This is how we've built the business.
Tell the listening audience, Paul, how it was built. We have many similar Greek families who started long ago with one shop and have built, you know, empires in a sense.
Right, right.
That's what you guys experienced, starting with your dad. Tell us the Sullivan Tire story.
I would love to, but first of all, I want to give a plug to a local business.
Yep.
Right down the street from our corporate office in Norwell,
mm-hmm.
Fabricare.
John and Terry Dallas.
And I just met Terry Dallas, who just lost her dear husband, John.
He was one of my closest friends.
And they have been in business for over 40 years, I'll say. I don't know exactly. They are a first-class family operation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have helped me more times. Can I get this tomorrow? Can I get this in a couple days?
Yeah.
Will this stain come out? I need some tailoring. This button's off. Man, oh, man. Fabricare to the rescue.
I have a feeling Terry's probably listening right now.
I don't know, but, you know, Terry is so gracious.
Isn't she?
You know, of course, John was. But that's the way they treat people.
Yep.
You know, it's so easy to be nice to people. It's not a lot of work to it. It's a smile and doing what you promise. And Fabricare, of course, I'm one that can never find my bag or anything or... They have everything right there. There's no problems.
It's great.
They just make life so much easier for so many people
in
the South Shore.
Service.
It's fantastic.
You can pull into any dry cleaner. You can pull into any tire store.
Yeah. But, well, I hope we emulate that throughout all our locations.
Paul, I think so. I posted last week after our conversation on our social media sites.
Sure.
We blend all of our media together,
social media,
radio, LinkedIn, Facebook, you name it. And that's how we've grown our audience as well.
Right.
Not only here in New England, but our signal streams. And I'll show you afterwards. I got a list over there of just not only countries, over 50 countries have picked us up. And, hundreds of United States cities because Greeks are everywhere.
Yeah,
absolutely. The diaspora is so large. And what we have is, it's very captive. It's geared to the Greek American community. When my dad started the program some 77 years ago, it was all Greek. And then as the generations moved on, the transition into a bilingual program has worked. But enough about me. I want to hear about the Paul, Sullivan's family, how your dad started it. What was his dream? Did he ever envision over 100 stores, if I'm not mistaken, at this point?
Well, over 100, yes.
Yep.
But, yeah, I love telling the story, and it's a nice story, but it's a typical of so many great family businesses that populate this great area
mm-hmm.
of New England. So in 1955,
mm-hmm.
my father was running a store for a national tire chain.
Okay.
And at the time, there were 7 children at home.
So you're one of 7 siblings.
I'm one of 10.
One of 10?
Eventually, it would be 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But there were 7 at home. And the Sullivan family had just realized the American dream, buying a home in the country. And all of a sudden, my father got a call from the corporate office in Akron, Ohio, saying, you're going to have to lay off half of your work staff, 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
He says, boy, I don't know if I can do that. These people helped me achieve what I have today, and that is a home with a family.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you'll have to let us know tomorrow. On his way home that night, at a stop sign in Rockland, Mass., he saw business for rent sign, and it was a serendipitous moment.
Mm-hmm.
2 doors down, Mrs. Washburn had just lost her dear husband. He ran a cap shop, retread shop, and he did a little work out in the driveway. And Mrs. Washburn said, well, you can run the cap shop. I don't know if the molds are working. But you can have them inspected and try to grow the business, but you have to do all the work outside. There's no indoors. And my father said, boy, oh boy, I love to meet people, just like we were talking about earlier, Ted. And I'll get out and tell people my background, and say that I'm a family business and I can service you. Whatever your tire needs are. We were strictly tires then.
Mm-hmm.
He went home that night and he said to my mother, Mary, let's go into business for ourselves. And that was the start of it. In April of 1955, at 859 North Union Street.
Imagine that.
In Rockland.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we stayed there. There were seven of us that did the work outdoors.
How many brothers at that time were working in the business?
There were just three others at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there were seven people, the first two full-time Sullivan employees. One was from Abruzzi, Italy, Angelo D'Agostino, and the other was Tim Fitzgerald from Limerick Island. So they were the first two full-time employees, and they were wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. Not to mention employees, but work ethic. And, you know, we all, it just rubbed off on one another.
At that point, what tires you would, so basically were you representing any particular brand, or were you
well,
just?
Well, we were not direct with anyone. We were very small in those days. As a matter of fact, my father would have to put a sign up. Gone out for 2 hours and go out and meet customers.
Yep.
Just like you did, Ted.
Bang on doors.
Yeah. Knock on doors, introduce yourself, tell people what you do, how you may be of help to them. And that's how the business started.
Yeah.
But, you know, we bought our tires from Merchants Tire, a great name, great family business. In Boston with many locations throughout. Tom Lyons in Waltham were a great supplier of Firestone tires then. So slowly we just grew the business. And today we have 119 locations.
119.
We have 1,482 employees. We are in the consumer business, where you'd bring your automobile or pickup truck. We're in the truck and off-the-road business. We're in the distribution business for 17 brands. We're a direct distributor. And we are in the lift business for all the car dealers who want to build a new location, install in-ground lifts.
So you've really diversified.
Above-the-ground lifts, yep.
Yeah.
Either way, we've diversified. So we have, and of course, you do it with people.
Listen, you're only as good as your staff.
It's no different than an athletic team.
Absolutely.
You know?
Some of the parts. No I in team, right?
No I. You can't be I. I don't think you'll get an I from me in this whole interview, that's for sure. But, you know, we still, it's not how big you are. It's whether you're able to provide good employment for people. Are they getting ahead in their life? We understand there's nothing greater than the responsibility of raising a family today. And, you know, we wanted to make sure those families were growing too. Going on a well-earned vacation, saving for college education, having good health care. You have to have these things today.
Yeah.
It's imperative.
And that's why your customers stay so loyal to them. Listen, I want to open up the phone lines, if you don't mind, for a little bit. 781-559-3300. You know, give Paul a call. Thank him, first and foremost, for supporting our Hellenic community. Paul, as you can see here, and you're somewhat familiar with our program, you know, we have close to 100 sponsors. However, Sullivan Tire is one of the very few that is non-Greek that supports us. It's very difficult to sell Greek ethnic radio to any type of company. Number one, radio, people feel as if, you know, although I'll argue all day long, it's the number one medium. 97% of people in the United States listen to the radio at some point during the week. What we have here is a very, very tight community. So when they hear day in and day out, Sullivan Tire,
right,
that's where they're going to go. And I'm confident. 781-559-3300. I'd like to get Paul a call or two if you've used Sullivan Tire in the past, or if you enjoy Greek music brought to you by Paul, then by all means, feel free to give us. Oh, there's a call right there. We'll take one right out of the gate. Good morning. Merry Christmas. And say hello to Paul Sullivan from Sullivan Tire. Who would you have the pleasure of speaking to?
Good morning, Ted and Paul. This is Harry Vlachos calling.
Good morning, Harry. How are you? Can you hear him?
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Paul. Listen, I want to tell you just a little story about how you affected my life. Several years ago, my wife and daughter and I were on our way to Jay Peak Ski Resort in northern Vermont. I mean, that's next to Canada. Okay, it's really far
it's
up.
Way up there.
And we were going to meet two other couples there. And as we were leaving our house, my wife said, you know, I think one of our tires is low on air. So we drove a while, and then finally I said, all right, let's go check it. I stopped at a gas station and looked to check the tires. And as I'm bending down putting air in one of the tires, I see a nail stuck right in the middle of a sidewall.
Boy.
I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was dark at that point. It was probably 5 or 6 o'clock. And what are we going to do? So I drove out of the lot there, went up the road a little ways, and there was a Sullivan Tire out of the blue.
Jeez.
We went in there. I told the manager my story, and we were in and out in 30 minutes.
Wow.
I could not believe it. It was just, you know, it saved the day. And as it turned out, about an hour's drive further north, we were in a snowstorm.
Boy.
You know, it had to have been fixed, you know, and I just couldn't believe Sullivan Tire really took care of us. And it was just, you know, it was a beautiful place to, you know, sit and wait. And was only, at the most, it was a half an hour. I thought we were going to be there for hours, but it was a really fast job. And, you know, that was my experience with Sullivan Tire.
Well, thank you, Harry. Listen, it's never a good time to have a nail in a tire.
That's for sure.
But word to the wise, leave the nails in there. Don't pull them out.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Thank you. I didn't. I left it in there until I was saved by Sullivan Tire.
Well, thank you.
Harry, thank you so very much for sharing your story with us. Paul, I think this is a testament to you, so I thank you. We got some more calls. We'll take them. Harry, thank you. Merry Christmas. All right, you're up next with Paul Sullivan of Sullivan Tire, who we have the pleasure of speaking to.
Hi, it's Alex. Hi, Mr. Sullivan. Hey, Teddy. I became a Sullivan Tire customer indirectly. There's a store in Medway, which is Sullivan Tire now. It used to be Direct Tire. So that's basically how, you know, I got involved. But my question is, because when you buy tires, it's like going out and buying furniture. You don't know what you're getting. You know, dealers, manufacturers put on the cheapest tires because my wife's got a brand new car, and it's time for her to get new tires at 28,000 miles, and they're Michelins. So my question is, you know, how do you know, I mean, even if you Google, you know, some places offer like, you know, buy three and get the buy three tires, get the fourth one free. So it's one of those things where, you know, I don't get me wrong, I don't trust, you know, tire manufacturers, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're smart in being inquisitive. You got to ask questions. No matter what we purchase as consumers, we need to be armed with the correct information. Mm-hmm. And there's some wonderful brands out there. Michelin is a wonderful, wonderful, top-of-the-line quality tire. Let me just tell you that right up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you will not see buy three, get one free on Michelin
on Michelin tires.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Michelin, Continental, Bridgestone, Goodyear, those are the four.
Those are the four big ones.
Right, because she had Michelins on her car, and, you know, they told me that, you know, even though they're Michelins, they're not the top Michelin. So that's where basically what happens. You only get like 30,000 miles, which you should be getting like 50, 60.
Well,
yeah, manufacturers, they just, you know, they cut corners and they give you those.
I think it's part of your driving habits. I've had tires, you know, if you have a heavy car, you know, 30, 35,000 miles. I've had cars, you know, brand new cars that I've gone 70,000 miles before I've needed through new threads. But anyway, listen, Alex, okay. We're getting lots of calls. Go ahead, Paul.
Alex, listen, you go into the Medway store and you tell them that you spoke to me and they'll call me, but I want to take care of you. You should be getting, irregardless of your driving habits.
Right.
You got to get more than that, and we'll make sure there's an adjustment for you. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, when you purchase an automobile, you're purchasing tires, too, and it's an investment. It's your hard-earned money, and you got to make it work for you. So,
yeah,
yes.
It's like buying an expensive suit and wearing cheap shoes, you know?
Yeah, you got to make sure the buttons are all there. Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. We'll take more calls. Again, 781-559-3300. We're talking to Paul Sullivan of Sullivan Tire. Hello, you're up next. Thank you for calling. Who do you have the pleasure of speaking to?
Good morning, Jody. Good morning, Mr. Sullivan.
Good morning.
It's ironic. I just left your place on Lexington Street in Waltham.
All right. Yeah.
And they were amazing. The service, the courtesy, they more than met your competitor's price, and I set up an appointment for Wednesday.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for going in.
This is Jimmy, I think. Jimmy.
Jimmy, thank you for going in and giving us a try. And
No. I've been there several times, and I told your gentleman there, on the desk, I says, I come here because Mr. Sullivan has been supporting the Greek radio for many, many years.
Well, that's right. But once again, no matter what you're purchasing today, you got to have good service. That's the least we can do.
One of the service that you provide, not only you do the tires, but you do the alignment also.
We do the alignments. We probably do more auto service business than anyone in New England combined.
With over 100 stores,
and
sure.
Yeah. I'm more than pleased, and they were very courteous. And like I said, I set up an appointment for Wednesday.
Well, thank you. I hope I'm positive you're going to have a great experience. If not, please don't hesitate in calling me at any time. You know?
Yeah. No. I've been buying tires there for a while now. I've had nothing but the best.
Well, you know, it's all about...
I want to thank you for supporting the program also.
Well, thank you very much, Jimmy. But, you know, a business is built on four pillars, and that is customers, the communities in which we serve, the care for one another as an employee group, and
you know,
the constituency.
I was in business for many years, and somebody told me one time, when you're in business, you need to be fair, firm, and consistent.
Amen. Well said.
Well said that, Jimmy. Yeah. That's so awesome. Jimmy, I want to wish you and your family a merry, merry Christmas. Thank you for calling. And hopefully we'll catch up soon. Again, our phone number in studio is 781-559-3300, 781-559-3300. Paul, I want to defer a little bit right now and congratulate you and tell us about how recently Sullivan Tire has been sold to its employees. Now, I'm sure that you've grown one of the largest tire companies in all of New England. I'm sure you probably could have fetched a much larger price had you gone out to public market. Knowing you, it didn't surprise me one bit. Right. But tell us a little bit about this transition now.
Well, you know, this transition in the tire and automotive industry is one that's in great flux. The amount of consolidation in the industry is huge. And all of a sudden, people were starting to ring our bell, send us emails, calling us through private investors that are representing these other businesses. And the amounts of money that they were interested in offering us, just, it didn't seem like us. After all, knowing the beginning history of this company, Sullivan Tire, how it was founded when my father would not lay off his help, we wanted to make sure that we are responsible for all these 1,482 employees that work for us. We have a responsibility. They go home on Fridays, they have a family, they have the family pressures that we all have. So with that, in the past couple of years, and it's quite an arduous project here, we decided to sell the business to the company employees.
How does that work, Paul? How does that work? In other words, an employee who was just gaining employment, a young 22-year-old kid working right out of the gate, do you have to have a specific amount of time with the company? How do you?
That's a great question. You know, we had one employee that started the day before we announced it to our employees, October 31st. So this is late-breaking news still, you know. But the person started the day before, and she said, "Does this mean I'm your boss?" I guess you could say yes, yeah. But she became an owner. She is an owner. There's a 6-year vesting schedule.
Yeah.
You know, and we certainly recognize people with 20-year longevity. Okay. But the people who are just starting the 6-year vesting schedule to become 100% invested, and slowly an ESOP is like buying a home. You know, in the very beginning, it's, you know, you have pressure making ends meet, making the payment. But each time you make it, you're building a little equity.
That's right. You're one step away.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after 5 or 6 years, as that price is going up, everybody's working in unison to provide better customer service. You build the business on service.
Do you, someone comes in, do you put them through a training process? It's another thing to, you know, be a mechanic and, okay, you train for that. I'm assuming, you know, you're that. But customer service is something that, listen, we're all human beings. We have good days. We have bad days. I know myself. You know, I broadcast. I've been doing this for 40 years on the radio. I've got good shows, and I've got some shows that, you know, I don't know, maybe I was tired or something, a circumstance. You know, you try to cover it up, but you know when you're on your game. How do you keep 1,482 people on their game?
We constantly tell our people, smile when that customer comes in. It's not a pleasurable experience to go in and have to spend your hard-earned money on whether it's repairing a tire, buying tires, repairing your automobile. Boy, they're costly.
Brakes,
whatever
it is.
And the complexity of an automobile today is something. So, you know, right away, you disarm people with a smile, and you listen to them. And they know about their automobile. Listen to them, and they'll tell you exactly what the issues are. And, you know, listen, you get one chance at trust. One chance. And we're constantly out there patting people on the back, encouraging our people, telling them they're doing good, they're improving. Yeah, it's all about leadership and caring about people.
I think that part of your growth is the fact that, and we had this conversation many, many years back, I don't know if you recall, but Sullivan Tire has a very big advertising budget, a promotion budget, something that has really allowed you to become a household name in New England. Red Sox, sports, college sports, you name it, and your name, to some extent, has been, you know, part of the fabric. What was it that gave you the foresight to spread your message amongst so many different groups?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. First of all, we were paying our people, the Sullivans. Why not call it Sullivan Tire?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to sell all these other brands of tires, but we weren't Goodyear.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't Michelin. We weren't Continental. We weren't Bridgestone. And you can go on and on and on. We're Sullivan Tire. Ultimately, we're the people servicing.
Mm-hmm.
And backing up our promise that you'll be treated like a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we said, well, down in the future, we'll have stores in New Hampshire. We'll have stores in Maine, stores in Connecticut, Rhode Island. So we needed to cultivate the seed. This is back, Ted, just at the beginning of cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, people are going to get all these sports for nothing on their home TV. And the advertising was not that great, but you could target the communities in which we wanted to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed to learn about cable TV. Right away, Nesson came in. I think Nesson was founded in the mid-'80s. We were their first customer.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox, wow, we'd be on throughout New England. We don't have stores up there yet, but we're putting the seed in the ground. We will have.
So you had that vision. You knew at some point, you and your brothers. So 10 family members on your, you know, you're one of 10 siblings.
One of 10. Right.
One of 10 siblings. How many of them were involved in the business?
You know, I like to think everybody one time or another
really was.
You know, and my sisters would come in and help do things. And, yeah, you know, once again, it was very small. It was very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And my father could certainly control the employment base, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes if the business was slow, you'd go home and get a few hours and do something around the house.
What about kids, grandkids? You know, sometimes kids don't want to get involved in their family business. So how did, you know, you've got your own children, you've got grandchildren, if I'm not mistaken. I know your brothers do. So is it an open door policy? If you want in, you're in. If not, you can go and explore your own passion.
Well, it's open door, but it's open door for all the Sullivan employees.
Everybody.
There's no leapfrogging.
Yep.
There's no circumventing the system.
Yeah.
My granddaughter is up at University of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a store two miles down the road in Dover.
Mm-hmm.
She works there.
She works there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she loves Sullivan Tire.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope she's studying. Because I'm sending the checks.
There you go.
You know, the checks.
We know all about college and the expenses that we go through. I'll put one more call out. I know Paul has to leave in a few minutes. 781-559-3300. Any final calls? Any thanks to Paul? I want to just thank you personally. It is a big feather in our cap, Paul. I know that very often when I'm out soliciting, people do ask, you know, who supports you? It means a lot when you have, you're an advocate for the Greek community. You've got Greek friends. You've got, you know, thousands of Greek customers. You know what I mean? And most of us not only have one car, but families have 2, 3, 4, 5 cars.
Exactly.
It means a lot to me personally as the director of this program. And I think it means a lot to the community that we have somebody that stands by us that, you know, that we can stand by as well.
Right. Well, it means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it means an awful lot. Of course, when the Red Sox are in last, or the Patriots, I mean, this is a tough sports year.
Oh, God, and you're a big, huge sports
fan. Yeah, we spend a lot of money. Come on, you Bruins and Celtics, man, as I speak.
Yeah.
But, and when you spend money on television and radio, it's listeners, it's eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for ratings and stuff like that. But when I'm on the Grecian Echoes or maybe the Irish Channel.
That's right, WROL, right?
Right, ROL with Paul Sullivan, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a part of you. Mm-hmm. It's your customer base. They have great heritage. Mm-hmm. And they love to share it, and they're very passionate about the Grecian echo, the songs and the Irish songs and everything that goes along with it. You know, it's just wonderful.
Boston, Paul is such a wonderful city.
Oh,
we are a melting pot. You know, the Greeks, the Italians, and everybody is. You know, my grandmother came to this country, you know, o Aristis, your Irish friend, o Italos, the Italian friend, o Evreos, the Jewish friend.
Right.
Everybody was put, you know, today you do that and it's politically incorrect and you can't do it. But, you know, that's truly who we are.
Right. I have a lot of respect no matter where people are from.
Absolutely.
You know, I just left Strawberry Fair.
Yeah.
And the gentleman who owns it, Marco Fani. Mm-hmm. He's from Albania.
Yeah.
And I met Terry Dallas from Greece.
Yeah.
With a late husband from Fabric here. Wonderful people. We were dear friends of a wonderful restaurant many, many years ago in Brockton, Christo's.
Oh, Chris Tsiganis was a huge sponsor for years.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer of people.
He really, really
is.
Chris, you know. Three for the gold room. Remember
three
that?
For the gold room.
Three
part
for the...
of your two.
You remember that? Paul, where do you live? Do you live on the South Shore?
I live in Plymouth.
You live in Plymouth,
I live in Plymouth, and Sullivan's, for the most part, are from
all South Shore people.
South Shore.
All South Shore people,
yeah.
I know that my wife, my daughters, we go to the Norwell store. Very, very happy with the service, you know.
Good.
Shuttle, you name it, I've done it all. I've done it all. You know, you've provided shuttles. I think now you're Ubering it. I think that was a way that transitioned. But if you need a ride, if you want to drop your car off and you got somewhere to be, Sullivan Tire is going to get you there and pick you up and bring you back.
Well, that's right. And our corporate office is right down the street from...
Yep.
You know,
Acord Park.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
I just, anything else you'd like to say to our listening audience, Paul?
Well, I want to wish, this is a busy time of the year, and hold on to your family, the great family histories and values that you have, that you instill in your children, because that's what carries us on into the next year and next generations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about family.
How long are you going to stick around for, Paul? Are you going to... You know, you're going to keep on working? You're going to stay visible?
I'm here right to the finish line.
Right there, right there.
We're not walking away from the business. We're going to help it.
Yeah.
We have some enormous growth coming.
Yeah.
You'll hear a lot more coming up.
Well, we'll share it with our listening audience.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll share it on Grecian Echoes.
That's it. 20 years of uninterrupted, I might add, uninterrupted promotion to the Greek-American community. Paul Sullivan, Sullivan Tire. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Ted. Wishing you nothing but health and happiness.
And come on, you Red Sox. Let's make a trade to get people excited.
We got to get something going on.
All
right, we'll be here till 12 with some more Greek music. Echoes of Erin, the Irish program, coming up at noon. Don't go anywhere.